Joining us this morning is Catherine Raisley. She's the chairman of Women in Engineering, and the first Robotics Duluth Regional is coming up in March. Teams are coming from all over the world. It says on my notes, and it's always a good thing to have a few things in your notes that you don't understand so that you can ask about them. Gracious professionalism and co-parentation. Okay, and it's also a place to be nerdy. With information about all of this, Catherine Raisley joins us this morning. Hey, Catherine, hi.
Good morning, Lisa. How are you?
Well, I'm baffled by my notes, but other than that...
Well, let me make a correction. It's gracious professionalism and co-opertition.
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 Well, no wonder it didn't make any sense.
Yes. So these are two of the cool things, the values that I see represented when I'm a volunteer through FIRST Robotics. Gracious professionalism is about students working together to create high-quality work while also having competitive edge that pushes them to be innovative and to come up with creative ideas. It's so cool that because of the way that the regional is set up, and I'm getting a little bit of my head of myself, but teams have to both collaborate and work together on an alliance as well as compete against each other, and you don't really know which teams those are going to be, and so you're always kind of working together, and different teams help each other with their robots. So it's one of the unique things that I notice that I don't always see is competitive teams also helping each other to do the best that they can. That's really cool. And that's where you get that gracious professionalism and cooperation.
Okay, so now I'm thinking that this would make a really good premise for a reality show. On reality shows, you kind of have to assume that everybody's lying, everybody's going to stab everybody else in the back, everybody's going to sell everybody else down the road. So there's no real surprises there.
Yes.
But this idea of cooperation.
They would not know what to do with themselves in this cooperative environment, that's
but
for sure.
They've all got to be nice because you never know when the person that you're competing against is going to be the person that you've got to cooperate with in order for everyone to do better. And
yes.
I think psychologically, we could really be onto something here.
Definitely. You gave us the weather forecast. And in times like these, and when I listen to the news, sometimes it's hard to have hope in the future. But when I come and see what the young people are doing through robotics and in the community, it warms my heart and it gives me a lot of hope. It's incredible to see what they are able to accomplish together and how hard they work while having fun. You also mentioned that it's cool to be nerdy. When I went to my first competition and I saw that the different robot teams had mascots that got up and danced in the stands, and that was cool. It just, again, I thought that was not how it would have been when I was growing up, and it's just great to see that there's a place for everyone on these teams. No matter where you fit on the social ladder, you can be cool and fit in and have a purpose and have value for your team in robotics.
Let's talk a little bit about the age of these competitors and what, we hear a lot about STEM fields and the importance of STEM fields. We also hear about how women struggle in STEM fields. So let's talk about how old these competitors are and what having a women's only team you feel does for them.
So there's a lot of different things there. The teams tend to, there's different levels of robotics. You can join, like, first Lego robotics while you're still in elementary school. The teams that are competing at the regional are middle to high school level teams. I know at the scrimmage, I met a team and they were, like, eighth grade. But you also have teams that have many, sophomore, junior, seniors competing. What my involvement is we're doing a First Ladies of Robotics event, so it's not specific to one team. We're going to have an event at the regional for all of the young women and men that are interested in supporting young women on their teams to come and to meet with professionals and mentors in the community. So we'll have a professional panel of a couple different, like a very diverse panel of women that have had different career trajectories and doing different things, to have an opportunity for young women to just see how it looks to have a community of women supporting other women. We don't always see that. Sometimes it can be this misconception that there's only room for one or two people on the table, or once we have a young woman on our team, we've got diversity. That can be the same for diversity when it comes to race and ethnicity. We've got someone, so we've got representation. But really, inclusion is kind of getting beyond that and just having these supportive communities where we can function highly on a team and be integrated. So that's part of why we're having our event, is just to kind of be inspiring and to provide this sense of community so that young women can flourish and grow and be excited for their interest in STEM and STEM-related fields.
You know, I think women have really missed the boat on this in the past, in the sense that men have created supportive communities, men and boys have created supportive communities for one another, and they haven't wasted a lot of their energy always with infighting. And women have, for a variety of reasons, some of which we have control over and some of which we perhaps don't or didn't, have kind of cheated themselves out of that opportunity up until now. And how wonderful to see that beginning to change.
Yes, yes. It may not always be, like I've gotten involved with these types of initiatives on many different levels since over 5 years now. And it kind of took a little bit of effort. It wasn't something that we see. So it wasn't something that I innately knew how to do, how to be a change agent. But there are tools out there now to help teach us how to support diversity across the board and to support each other as young women and older women. That's also a big thing that there has been a struggle with in the past, that the different generations of women came with different expectations of what women in the workforce should look like, and sometimes that would create some tension. And really just leave that behind and just remember that the goal is equal, you know, to have this equal opportunity to be our best selves and whatever that our choices are in life.
And it seems as though, like you talk about, if everybody keeps their focus on this idea of cooperation so that and gracious professionalism. So you are being considerate. You are being respectful. You are pushing yourselves and the people around you to do their best work, but not in a way that's going to be alienating. Because again, if you're being pragmatic about it, you never know when you're going to need them. This seems like a really excellent way for everyone, regardless of age, ethnicity, gender, to move forward.
Yes, it is. That's what makes it such an exciting, like I said, thing to see a whole. I mean, the Duluth Double Decker is the largest regional event in the world, and that can happen because there are two events under one roof at the deck. And that means there's over 120 teams, 2,700 students, all coming together with those are their core values. I mean, that's great. That's a movement. That means that these people can be our leaders in the future and create this change throughout society. So it's really something that I encourage everybody to at least come and see and watch by coming to the regional. The regional event is open on March 8th and 9th. It's free, so just come on down and see what these kids are doing, or to be involved through volunteering. We still have some volunteer opportunities at the event, and like I said, it's one of the highlights of my year is to be able to be involved in something so great as this happening in our community and around the world.
And these women are, you know, these young people are not operating in a silo necessarily either. They maybe have other extracurricular events that they take part in, or as they work with groups in their classroom work, or if they run for student government, for example, they're able to take these skills and this attitude and the training that they've received and kind of bring that to a wider audience and lead by example and say, okay, well, you know, here are the ground rules. Here's how we're going to do this thing. And that's the way, like you say, that's the way a movement can be created and change can spread.
Yes.
It's pretty exciting, Catherine. No wonder you are so excited about being a volunteer for this. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us a little bit more about it this morning.
Oh, thank you for this opportunity.
Catherine Raisley joins us this morning. She's talking about the First Ladies of Robotics event. It's taking part as part of the Double Decker, the largest regional robotics event in the world. And it's coming up at the beginning of March next month at the deck. We'll get a link set up so folks can find more information.